It's 8 o'clock at night. Almost an hour since Kate Beekman's shocking arrest for the murder of Gordon Webber. Now, in a remote, unfamiliar part of the city.
Get out, please, Miss Beekman.
Lieutenant, are my mother and father here? Or Mr. Mason?
Just the district attorney, and he's waiting to see you.
What place is this?
Station House, Precinct 13. Go right up the steps. And please hurry.
It's an awfully old building.
Wasn't put here to look pretty. Inside, Miss Beekman.
Lieutenant?
We go this way.
Please, can't you tell me if...
Now, the DA is waiting. This way, Miss Beekman, right through the other door.
Please, I only want to ask if my mother and father...
Okay, Miss Beekman. This is the district attorney. Here she is, Mr. Apt.
Mr. Apt?
Lieutenant, I've been waiting.
We had a little trouble. Miss Beekman tried to run away.
I see.
Well, I explained. I got scared and I just...
Sit down, Miss Beekman. That chair.
Yes, sir.
Call the police stenographer, Lieutenant.
Right. Okay, Sally.
Mr. Apt?
Wait until the police stenographer's ready, please. All right, Tally.
Please, Mr. Apt.
Miss Beekman.
She wants to know about her folks, Mr. Apt.
What?
My mother and father, they'll worry if they don't know where I am.
So your mother and father are worried about you? I should think they might be. Your parents have no place here now. However, they'll be notified in due time. You ready, Tally?
Yes, sir.
Good. Now then, Miss Beekman, you know why you're here?
No.
Oh, come now, miss. Of course you do.
He said I killed Mr. Webber, but I...
If you please. Has this young woman been mistreated, Lieutenant?
Ask her.
Well, miss?
No, but...
I didn't think so. No one will mistreat you. You'll get full protection under the law. No more, no less. For example, I tell you that whatever you say here may be used against you. By that I mean you're speaking officially for the record. And at a later time, the record may be introduced at official hearings. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Good. I also want to tell you that you have the right to request legal counsel if you want. You see, I'm being open and above board with you, Miss Beekman. I won't make any attempt to trick you or frighten you. You understand?
Yes, sir.
What do you understand?
What you said.
Repeat it.
Anything I say may be used against me, and I... And request legal counsel.
I'm leaning over backwards to be fair to you, you see. And just for the record, you understand. Have you been mistreated?
No.
In any way?
No.
And are you comfortable now?
What?
Is your chair comfortable?
Oh, yes.
And am I shining bright lights in your eyes? Or making you suffer from hunger or thirst? Do you want a cigarette?
I don't smoke.
You don't smoke. Well, that's interesting.
I would like to tell my mother and father...
That's something else again, miss. You have the right to physical safety and reasonable comfort. Now, I'm going to ask you certain questions in the presence of these gentlemen. If you don't understand the question, I'll repeat it. No one wants to trick you.
I'm not going to answer you.
What was that?
I'm not going to answer your question.
Did you get that, Tally?
Yes, sir.
So you won't answer my question. Why?
Because Mr. Mason said not to.
Which Mr. Mason?
Mr. Perry Mason.
Perry Mason?
Yes, sir. He said not to answer you.
Mr. Mason told you to lie?
No, he said...
He didn't tell you to lie.
Oh, no, he didn't.
I'm sure he didn't.
He told me not to say anything.
Uh-huh. Miss Beekman, does Mr. Mason know you killed Gordon Webber?
What?
Does Mr. Mason know you killed Webber?
No.
He doesn't know you killed him?
I didn't mean that.
Then he does know you killed him.
No, I didn't kill Mr. Webber.
That isn't what I asked you.
Oh, please, I'm confused.
Then let me put it another way. Does Mason think you killed Webber?
No.
You're sure of that? Let's be very sure, Miss Beekman.
No, he doesn't think.
In other words, Mason believes you innocent. And in the light of that belief, he told you to say nothing. Is that true? Surely you aren't afraid to answer that question.
I guess so. I don't know. I want to see Mr. Mason.
Miss Beekman, we're trying to get in touch with Mr. Mason. He's already told you what to do. He told you to say nothing. But Mr. Mason gave you that advice in ignorance. He didn't know you killed Webber.
I didn't. That's all I'm going to say. I did not kill him.
Very well, Miss Beekman. This is the district attorney. Connect me with my office, please. This is Mr. Apt. I had a late dinner engagement. Cancel it, please. Yes, yes. It looks as if I'll be busy most of the night.
Mr. Apt, I can't tell you more than I have, no matter how many times you ask me.
We'll see.
Why are you doing this to me?
Doing what, Miss Beekman?
You took me away from my friends. You won't let me speak to my mother and father. And...
Go on with it. We're holding you against your will.
You are, and you've no right.
The law is very clear.
The law is for criminals, and I'm not a criminal. I didn't do anything wrong.
It's wrong to take a human life, Miss Beekman.
But I didn't. Oh, how can you say I did? You've no reason to say I did something I didn't do.
Miss Beekman.
Mr. Ant.
Huh?
He's crying.
Why, so she is. Good heavens, Lieutenant, you don't suppose...
What's that?
You don't suppose those witnesses are mistaken? That would never do. My, no. Miss Beekman, please, listen to me. Lieutenant, see if you can make her understand. I'm willing to give her every benefit of the doubt.
Listen to him, miss.
Yes, sir.
Now, Miss Beekman, we have... or think we have proof that you killed Gordon Webber.
But
as I told you, I want to be absolutely fair and above board. Now, perhaps the witnesses are mistaken, and I'm wrong.
Witnesses?
Two people who saw you in circumstances which... Well, I won't go into detail. But if you were the person they saw, I know you killed Webber. So the only fair thing to do is make certain. Do you see, Miss Beekman? I'm leaning over backwards to be fair to you.
I don't understand.
Have you ever heard of the lineup, Miss Beekman?
Lineup? No.
A lineup is a means by which witnesses make an identification without possibility of any mistake. It's absolutely fair and square and above board. Absolutely.
Mr. Abbott.
I know, Lieutenant, I know. It's trouble for us, but we're willing to take the trouble. I think we'll run Miss Beekman through the lineup. And then we'll see. If Miss Beekman is not identified, why, then we'll know we were wrong. But if she is identified, why, then we'll know where we stand, won't we? We'll stop wasting time and get down to brass tacks. And Miss Beekman will give us a statement, eh? Oh, isn't that perfectly fair and square and above board, Miss Beekman?
Meanwhile, in Della Street's apartment.
Mason speaking.
Perry, Paul Drake just phoned. They took Kate Beekman to Precinct 13.
Uh-huh.
Paul says it's out on the edge of the city.
Yes, I know where it is.
Are you going?
And now. Thank you, Della.
Wait a minute. Listen, can I meet you?
Yes, I want you to. You're closer to Precinct 13 than I am, and the doctor who treated Kate is on your way.
Yes?
Phone him before you leave. Have him get Kate's medical record. Bring that with you.
Will you need it, Perry?
We're up against what I think we are. I hope it's enough. Don't waste any time, Della.
Well, you can be sure Mr. Apt wouldn't put Kate Beekman through the police lineup if he weren't confident of getting his identification. Kate's going through the lineup in our next episode. So, by all means, join us. Won't you?